What's going on, guys? It's your boy JP. Just want to let you know before getting into this podcast, we went a little bit off the rails in this one. It's very late at night. It's late in the BBOTT season. There wasn't a ton to talk about, so we kind of bounce all over the place. There are a few times where some curse words are said, so if you're very sensitive to stuff like that, it's nothing too crazy, but definitely happens a few times during the podcast. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up about that before we get into the show, in which we talk about the latest eviction and HOH competition in the BBOTT house, and Rob Cesternino reveals the results of the latest round voting for the So You Think You Can podcast competition. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Ryan Elder, take it away.
It's the reality TV happy hour with Jordan Parhar, because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. My name is Jordan Parhar, and as always, during the BBOTT season, I'm here with you to talk about the latest eviction and head of household competition on robhasawebsite.com. Today, I'm joined by a trio of men. First is a guy whose computer won't stop going to sleep on him. It's Alex Kidwell, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Jordan, but a lot of tech problems this fall. It's really frustrating between, it's someone with those hookers at Alienware just can't get their stuff together, and then I can't get my lower feed working, so it's a bunch of scrubs over at Google Hangouts doing whatever they're doing. I'm not feeling it right now.
It's okay, Alex. The pain and suffering is almost over. BBOTT has almost come to a close, so you can recharge the batteries on your computer and hopefully things will be better. Next is a man who also needs to recharge his batteries, and he's also ready to go into sleep mode. It is Taryn Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about Survivor. Like, this is going to be so great.
No, Taryn. This is the Happy Hour BBOTT podcast. We're not talking about exciting things.
We're still doing postseason coverage.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. I'm sorry.
We don't get to squeeze juice out of watermelons on this show. We're taking like a pea, and we're just trying to like juice that sucker.
Wow.
And yes, you just heard his voice. Last but not least, as a man who joined us briefly last Wednesday, and he's here once again for a brief time this Wednesday to talk about the So You Think You Can podcast competition voting results. It's Rob Cesternino, ladies and gentlemen. Rob,
Not talking about Survivor?
No. Rob, you just jumped straight from Survivor know-it-alls.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything about Survivor in case people haven't watched it yet, but really fantastic two-hour Survivor know-it-alls. Second year in a row that Survivor has just really brought it on the night before Thanksgiving. Really great stuff.
Yeah, I was really blown away. My dad would just like his jaw just like dropped to the floor when I was watching with him. It was I don't even think he could comprehend what had even happened. But yeah, crazy episode. Definitely watch Survivor if you haven't seen it already. But just to set things up for you guys, we are live on robhasawebsite.com. We got the chat room going. If you want to go to that, you can go to chatwing.com/happyhour if you're having trouble finding that on the show page. We're taking your questions. You can tweet me. I'm at Jordan Parhar. Use hashtag Happy Hour, and we will get into those as the show progresses, and we're probably going to need a lot of those today because we don't have a ton to talk about, so please send those in if you haven't already. But before we get into recapping the BBOTT festivities tonight, Rob is going to reveal the results in the So You Think You Can podcast competition. He's going to let us know who is going to the final round. So Rob, the floor is yours, my friend.
Well, again, I have not enjoyed doing this at any point, and this was so difficult. I really had hoped that we were going to be able to get to a decision on Tuesday night, and it just was. There were so many different opinions that I was hearing about what to do that I ultimately, there were so many different opinions, and everybody was so great that I really did ultimately turn back to look at the vote. We had 2,000 people cast votes in this competition, which I really was blown away with. So in our final three, where we had Melissa and Liana and Adam all do a great job in the semifinals, I am very sad and very upset to give you this news that the person who is not moving on, unfortunately, is Liana. And she was so fantastic and so great. And I really hope that we can do more podcasts with her in the future. And this has really been such an unpleasant part of this experience, to have to lose somebody that I am I hope you could hear it in my voice, just how unhappy I am to lose somebody that we've come this far. But congratulations to Adam and to Melissa, who'll move on and will be on a podcast with me next week talking about BBOTT. And again, such a great job by Liana. She was such a great representation of everything that we're looking for. And I really wish that we could take everybody with us. And I hope that, I know people are going to be really upset with this decision. And I think that people are going to be upset no matter which way we were going to go. So, I hate to lose somebody, but unfortunately, this is this beast that we created, and we're down to two.
And yeah, just to tackle what Rob said, I mean, Liana, excellent job. I wish we could hire everyone. But as Rob mentioned, I mean, I'm looking forward to podcasting with Liana again at some point, because I'm sure we will we'll definitely see her down the road.
She's fantastic. I love her background and being able to give us in the field of medicine, where I'm sure that that's going to come up across a number of different podcasts where we can get into that. And I'm going to reach out to her as well, because I really thought that she did such a great job. So I'll let you guys get back to the fun stuff. And those are the results, and look for the finals next week between Adam and Melissa.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. You have a great night.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rob. Take care. Bye. Okay. So there we go. Rob's sister, Nino. Big thanks to Rob. And again, apologies to Liana. That's a tough decision. My goodness. But it sucks even more. We're going to lose one more. But alas, let's get to something, I guess, a little more positive. That's Big Brother Over the Top. I don't know. Alex is laughing. Maybe it's not more positive. It's also more
damning with faint praise. Or...
Right. So
how do we move on from this, Jordan? My heart.
Right. Well, let's talk about, just set things up for people, listen to the podcast. Cause now I've gotten more and more messages at this point than I ever have during the season, that people are just listening to the podcast and they're not watching the show. So let me just set up what happened tonight, and then we'll run through it, and we'll talk about it, and then we'll get into your questions. Not a ton happened. It was the eviction, obviously. Shelby was evicted by a vote of 2-0. That was what was basically predicted, since Jason won the power veto. So not a huge shocker there. In her speech, she mentioned that she was a law school graduate. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Morgan has told the whole house that she is Alex's sister. That's the second major thing, I guess, that happened tonight. And then the third major thing that happened is that Jason Roy is your new HOH. So, and he's guaranteed himself in a spot on finale night. So, that's basically about it that really happened tonight. I guess we can go back and rewind a little bit here. Alex Kidwell, thoughts on, Shelby revealing herself as a law school graduate? How did the house guests react to that?
Nobody really cared, unfortunately, for Shelby. Shelby cared. I mean, but this is like when Shelby's like, I have a secret, and Alex is like, oh, I have a secret too. And Alex tells hers, and Shelby's like, oh, mine kind of sucks, doesn't it? Like, yeah, unfortunately, this isn't actually a twist. This is your secret about yourself, but this is on the level of Bronte being the secret nerd.
Right. I don't know what was more of the big quote unquote secret, Taryn, the fact that Bronte was a mathematician or the fact that Shelby is a lawyer?
I mean, the Shelby is a lawyer thing is way, like, people who compare those two, I think that's insanity to me. I think because it was extra funny because people during the season were so convinced that she was some trashy waitress who was so dumb for a large part of the season. They did catch on that she was smart after winning a ton of competitions and getting classical music in her HOH. But this was definitely a more shocking reveal, I think, even though, of course, Chrissy knew. She knew all along, just like she knew that Morgan and Alex were sisters after being told that it was true and didn't believe it. Chrissy knows everything, and she's not gonna react to any sort of secrets because she knows them already.
Yeah, it's insane how she directly contradicts her own live DR from the night before and thinks we don't recognize her to be just a incredibly horrific liar. Like, no, liar, that's not what you said just hours ago, liar.
It's Chrissy Levasseur.
It's madness. It's madness.
Eric covered his tracks in the DR so much better.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. Like, what Chrissy? Well, first off, like, so Shelby says the law school thing, and then Morgan's talking to it after the eviction, and then Justin's like, wow, that's really impressive that she went to law school. Wow. And then Chrissy's just like sitting here like this. I knew it. Like, what? You were like dissing her and making fun of her for being so stupid. You know she went to law school and she's a law school grad? Really, Chrissy? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really, Alex Kidwell?
And this happened, you know, after the episode where we saw her talking about, you know, Morgan making, you know, we saw the recap where Morgan, again, is like trying to make the deal with Chrissy back during that HOH comp, and it cut to Chrissy in the DR. Like, nothing Morgan says is true. So why would I believe this deal now? Like, nothing. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that last thing she told you about having a sister in the house, that was pretty true. Let's see. A lot of things she's been telling you lately are pretty true, because she actually wants to take you to the end, like everybody, because they recognize you're just a lump on a fucking log, basically. But I mean, it's rough, man. It's Chrissy is, I guess, in a way, she's the gift that keeps on giving to this podcast. I should appreciate what she's given us this season, I think.
Here's a hot take. Chrissy, is she the best part of Big BOTT?
No. Come on. Stop it, Karen. Stop it.
Hey, I'm a funny guy. I'm making jokes here.
I can't go down that hole with you.
Yeah, no.
Into that swamp.
Where's that Johnny Mac clip? No. Yeah, exactly. No. Okay, so Chrissy, she's a mastermind. So she knows the Shelby thing, I guess. Nobody really says too much about it.
I mean, to Terrence's point, like, it's definitely a bigger deal than Bronte thing. Now, that's hyperbolic on my part, but it's definitely a much, much smaller deal than the sister twist, or like,
yes,
Jason now tonight revealing that America voted him in. Like, those are much bigger twists. Like, those are legit casting twists, as opposed to Shelby just like coming up with their own secret, you know, to play in the game, the kind of the way Johnny Mac did. So it's probably more on that level. But, I mean, I don't think it necessarily, like, Jason, he did seem a little impressed. He was the only one, maybe, but I don't think it necessarily changed. Like, Jason already had respect for Shelby as a player. Like, I feel like you could see it from the fact that he was, like, so adamant about targeting Shelby. And I think that's where a lot of his animosity and aggression towards Shelby came from lately, is, like, he sees that Shelby's, like, the only thing standing between him and the win here at this point. And, yeah, I mean, now that Shelby's gone, he has said a lot of things where he's, like, he recognized that, like, Shelby was like my legitimate threat here. Like, Shelby was the one player who really gave me a run for my money. And yeah, good for him to, you know, acknowledge that, I think.
Yeah, I will give kudos to Jason. He was, you know, after Shelby went, he was very, you know, he was very cordial. He didn't rub it in her face or anything like that. He was just like, he seemed genuinely happy for her. The fact that she is a lawyer and a law school graduate. He wasn't like, you know, bitter or anything about that. I guess, well, I guess, no, how could he be bitter about that? But I don't know. I'm happy with how he reacted in terms of that situation, because I was a little nervous that, you know, the LNJ would keep rubbing it in Morgan and Shelby's face, but they were chill tonight. So I think, Taryn, everybody's kind of just realized, like, at this point, the game is over, and there's nothing really to argue about.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why Jason felt comfortable exposing his twist. Like, I mean, I guess we can talk about the HOH competition, but when Jason wins that HOH competition, he's down on the ground. Like, this is his crying montage on Survivor that tells us that he's going to win because he's got the winner's edit. Like,
yes!
He won the game. I've joked about it, but like, he really won the game with the last veto win. But this like definitely seals the deal. Like, Jason has won, unless something dramatic happens in the next week. Jason has won this game.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, while I'm thinking about it, I'd like to apologize for dropping an F bomb early in the podcast. I have a dollar for the jar here for you, Jordan.
Thanks,
the American,
Alex.
It's the American thing to do is put a dollar in the swear jar.
You know what's funny? I have I still have one American dollar bill left in my wallet from my New York trip, and that I haven't used because no one will take it up here in Canada. So I will definitely take that. I'll add to the pile. Okay, so let's talk about the, before we get to the Jason HOH win. First thing, he reveals that he was voted in by America. Taryn, how did again, was there a reaction to this at all? Did anyone care? What did the House care about more, that or the fact that Morgan said her and Alex were sisters?
I don't know. I guess they were interested in the sister thing. Like, they were asking her questions.
But even then, like, when I was watching it, I was like, Jason was just like, oh, that's cool. I was like, wait, yeah. Really? Like, that's all you're going to say? Like, nobody's going to be floored about this? Like, nobody was.
I think he just has gigantic dollar signs in his eyes right now. Like, he's like, not.
He can't.
Like, oh, that's interesting. Whatever you said, that's whatever you said for you.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have gigantic dollar signs in my eyes.
Well, I think there's something to the idea that, like, they've been so polarized, like, they don't want to give them a reaction. Like, they don't want to, like, give in and be like, oh, wow, that's crazy, because that, like, that gives them something, you know what I mean? Like, it gives them some sort of, like, oh, you got a reaction from me, like, oh, that's so great for you. Instead, it's more like, oh, cool, yeah, cool story, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I thought it was them anything.
Yeah, I thought I was watching, like, Danielle tell one of her stories. Like, that's what the reaction was. I was just like, oh, like, that's it. Okay, well, all right. Yeah. But
no one told Morgan life was going to be this way.
No.
See, I think that if I like, when Julie reveals it, there we get more of a reaction, because people want to give Julie what she wants from them, right? Like,
right.
They know Julie wants a reaction, and they want to give Julie what she wants. So they're like, oh,
Great job.
I loved that Scott didn't know what that was.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's like a what do you say, Charlie Day thing?
I mean,
it's Always Sunny. Yeah, right.
Favorable comparison without knowing, right?
Yeah, when Rob first played it for me, I really thought it sounded like Jason to me.
I know Alex for a while. I thought it was Jason. Yeah.
But they both do have like a bit of a northeastern accent. So I guess it kind of makes sense. Like, you know,
Maine. Yeah. Massachusetts.
Upstate Mass. Maine.
All right. Well, let's. Okay. So that happened. I guess we can talk about the HOH a little bit here. Taryn, what exactly was the final HOH? Was it more or less of a joke than the final veto?
I would say less of a joke than the final veto. It was the Frankie Grande competition, basically.
Frankie, I have to sit down. What did Caleb say? I can't remember what he said, but that was great. I loved that moment.
If you burn me once, shame on me.
Something
burn
about quarterback,
twice.
I think. I don't know.
And
so they had to, like, answer questions with their balls by guiding them up into holes.
Alex knows all about that.
And okay, so here's what I've noticed about the competitors, and I think it makes a huge difference, because, like, Jason is the only person I've seen for like half a season at this point that has any hustle in any of these competitions. Like, he is running his ass off, like, back and forth. Like, as soon as he drops a ball, he's over there and he's back, like, in no time. These other people are just, like, walking over, picking up the ball, walking it back. Like, they're wasting so much time just, like, not hustling. It drives me crazy. And I applaud Jason for being, like, he's always in it in these competitions. He's very quick.
Yeah, Jason crushed it, and he was like, oh, man, you guys were so close, right? Morgan, I heard you up towards the top, and she's like, no, I started at the top. I got one. Chrissy's like, yeah, I had two. Justin's like, I got one. He's like, oh, well, they had to, like, do damage control, because he beat everyone's ass so badly. I mean, it wasn't even a competition. Like, Jason could have, like, completed this 7 times before anyone else would have gotten there. So then he had to, like, double back and be like, oh, yeah, I thought about starting at the top. Like, that was an interesting idea. So, like, oh, man, like, oh, this is great.
Yeah,
I mean, it just speaks to, you know, he's earned this win, but, man, the competition, at least down the stretch here, and arguably the entire season, is not the greatest. But we say that a lot these days, don't we? So whatever. How can you even, you know, like, is casting bad, or are we just jaded? I don't even know anymore.
It's been, well, I think, you know what, I think maybe, in fairness to you guys, Alex and Taryn, you guys have been watching feed since, like, March 1st, like, pretty much nonstop. You got BB Can 4, and then you got BB 18, and then you got BB OTT. So, in fairness to you guys, if you are jaded, it's very understandable.
I need a shower.
I would tell you to take your shirt off and go in the shower, but I'm scared that there would also be an RHAP tattoo underneath there, Alex. We were in the pre-show, guys, and Alex had a hoodie on, and it said RHAP on it, and he, like, took it off. And then I was like, oh, look at that, another RHAP shirt. He's just got the brand all over him.
So. I'm a company man, Jordan.
He's a company man, sure. Indeed. So, Taryn, I guess, really, it's a foregone conclusion. Jason's going to take Chrissy to the final two, or final three, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Justin knows.
I believe he does.
Yeah, he said to himself, "I'm effed" earlier, just to himself. So that says a lot. Yeah. He is.
Justin. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he can beat Morgan and get second place, or Morgan can beat him and get second place, and I think that's where we're at right now. The battle for second. We've got a week left of feeds, and that's all we have to look forward to.
Do we know how much money second place gets, Alex Kidwell? Is it still 50 G's or is it 20?
No, I think it's 25K.
25, yeah. 10, okay, 10% of, okay, so it's
so that's like a Subaru without any, like a new car without any modifications, really. Like a nice new car. At base level.
Yes.
It's like a prize on the Price is Right, right? It's like.
You're not getting any turbo engines or anything like that, but, you know. Hey.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad. You know, after tax, maybe not as good as we thought, but
Right. I forgot about that.
But
Subaru time. Yeah. Yeah.
You win some, you lose some. Okay, so Jason and Chris are gonna go to the final two. Morgan and Justin are gonna compete in the second part of this HOH. The winner goes to the final three and we're assuming is gonna get second place. The loser goes home and fourth with nothing. When is this going to be happening, this competition, Alex Kidwell?
So part two competition. Well, basically there's going to be the ceremony on Saturday, secret ceremony. Ooh, worst kept secret in the history of Big Brother. We all know that's where Jason's going to choose Chrissy to go with him to the finals. Why it needs to be a ceremony, I have no idea. I guess just because we've been doing safety ceremonies on the weekends and they realize that we've got a week left of feeds and no game to be played. So we have this thing. But like we all know what it is. Like everyone in the house even know what it is. It's so dumb that they're just like, ooh, special secret magic safety something ceremony on Saturday. Like,
it's a game changer.
Ooh, game. Yeah, they called it a game changer. Right. And I'm like, this is a game changer the way like I don't know. I don't want to get into Survivor spoilers.
Yeah. I almost did it, and then I did. And then you said that, and I was like, "Yeah, maybe I shouldn't jump in with what I was."
Right, right.
I think we were on the same level in terms of who that was. But anyway,
dodge the bullet. Yeah,
Survivor was so good. I just feel like we just want to talk about Survivor.
Yeah, this for happy hour is going off the rails. Sorry, guys.
But so then HOH Part Two competition Tuesday on like a week from yesterday, so next Tuesday. At 5 p.m., we have, like, the final Big Brother OTT episode, if you will. And then immediately following that, we jump into the part two competition where Morgan and Justin now, you know, because we assume and all evidence points to it that Jason is going to keep Chrissy with them. So Morgan and Justin will compete there, and the loser will walk out the door, as far as I know. And then there's your final three. They'll make campaigns, and then there'll be, you know, a day to vote, I think.
So the campaigning, Taryn, is going to be Wednesday night. There'll be an episode that night, and then the actual finale will be Thursday night?
Yes, I do believe so.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay. So just stay tuned to robinswebsite.com. There will be we'll keep you posted in terms of when the shows are and stuff like that. But it, like we said earlier, there's not really any strategy left at this point. It is just merely one competition, and that's it. So
yes, I do have some early polls up.
Okay, polls of who you're going to vote for?
Yes, so I have two polls for the two different final three configurations between Morgan and Justin.
Okay.
So the first one is between Jason, Chrissy, and Justin. Who would you vote to win? And really shocking, Jason, 62% of the vote, followed by Justin with 32% of the vote.
Okay, well...
And then
Chrissy.
I know you're on the edge of your seat here, but next poll, Jason in the lead with 58% of the vote and Morgan in second place with 40% of the vote. I know. It's crazy, but,
Morgan significantly outpolling Justin. That's interesting. I would have thought that'd be almost a wash, but I guess it is early in results. You know, what, you got like 1% of your precincts reporting, so.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, long way to go, Taryn, but we appreciate the preliminary polls that you've posted. So I guess that's the last – this will be like the last time that you'll be polling. So what are you going to do?
Well, until January when OTT2 starts.
Oh, God. hypothetically, if OTT2 does not happen, Taryn's going to have a long time before he gets his poll up again because BBCan 5, there's really – well, unless there's voting for that. I don't know.
It's going to be such a dry spell, man.
Yeah.
Keep it on ice.
Yeah. You'll survive. Okay. Well, I guess we can just take some of your questions. You can send those in using hashtag RahappyHour. Don't know how, I mean, I don't know. It's definitely way past Taryn's bedtime. So we do want to, I don't know how much longer we'll stick around.
I mean, I don't have to work it tomorrow in the morning, so I have no bedtime anymore.
Oh, right. Oh. It's Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's why he's dressed all in black. He's ready for, it's a party. He's going out after this.
Well, I will say, I have to be up tomorrow because in Canada, we don't have Thanksgiving tomorrow, which is
a
terrible shame. This is the stupidest thing ever. There's only two countries in the world that have Thanksgiving, and we can't get on the same page as to when it is. You guys have the way better day for it. I don't understand why our Thanksgiving isn't tomorrow, too. But alas.
Because you didn't choose to sit down at a picnic table with your natives at the same time as we did before betraying them.
Oh, God. I'm not going to touch that. All right, Alex Kidwell, well done.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame history, Jordan. Come on now.
All right, this question is from Jennifer. Jennifer says, okay, hold on. Oh, basically Jennifer says this game was made for Jason to win. He had a fan base, and Scott said they were scared to go against him last night. Should we have skipped this season? Alex Kidwell, should we have skipped this season of Big Brother?
Well, you know, I get that people do enjoy the off-season stuff we do, but no, I mean, we had feeds. Give me feeds over no feeds, even if they weren't great feeds. Like, it's still fun to have a Big Brother game going on, and it's encouraging to me just the idea that there might be more OTT seasons in the future, and maybe they'll change some stuff. You know, who knows? This is just a test run, and the first BB season, I wasn't feeling at all, and, you know, obviously BB2 is a much different game that I like quite a bit more. So who knows? Who knows how this can go? I'm not ready to give up hope entirely. I'm increasingly jaded, but I'm not out. I'm certainly not out.
So yeah, go ahead, Taryn.
I would say, like, should we have skipped this season? Like us, the podcasters? No, I think we had a lot of fun with it. I feel like the audiences had a lot of fun with it of our podcast. I feel like it's been a fun season to cover. Should you skip it if you are a viewer and you like strategy? Yeah, 100%. But you should still listen to the podcast.
That's the thing is you can get everything you get from OTT without paying for all access by just listening to the podcast. I mean, we exactly. Talked about pretty much everything that happened. I mean, early on, I guess. Yeah, definitely. Here's the game plan for BBOTT2. If it's in January, get all access for a month at least. So watch that first month. And then after that, you know, decide if it's still entertaining, stick around. If not, just listen to the podcast. Because that first month was good.
Yeah. I will say, if you are a fan of like the drama and the fighting and you love to like hate tweet people and you love to like really root people on and like get them to win the game, then this is for you. This, you should not skip it.
Yeah.
So, and good news, double down on good news for those people. I have seen a rumor that Spencer and Heidi might be coming back to Celebrity BB UK. So, God, is it your fix for drama here?
Yeah, if you are
there's a lot to juice there. I have watched their season of Celebrity BB UK. Man, that was high drama for sure.
Yeah, if you are interested in like this kind of season and you've never dabbled in Celebrity Big Brother UK, I do recommend that you check that out. I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard great things. And also too, Alex, I heard from a little birdie that's different than these other sources that it was also saying that Spencer and Heidi are on Celebrity BB UK. So, hashtag breaking on the Rahappy Hour tonight. I think we can confirm that's going to happen.
Nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, I would definitely – I would recommend, like, even if you're not loving that format, I think it's cool to check out, especially if you've someone who ever listened to, like, the podcast that Rob did with Spencer. Because, like, to see that format – and also it starts with this really interesting twist where, like, the upstairs is so luxurious and the downstairs is, like, this dank, smelly basement. And the only food you get if you were sent to the downstairs at the beginning is, like, what the upstairs people dump down the garbage chute. So they, like, pick through that stuff for the first couple of weeks. And it was just, like, the worst case of haves and have-nots you've ever seen. Like, it's pretty interesting. So there's some stuff there to chew on for sure if you're feeling desperate in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't think Taryn and Alex are desperate. I think you guys are you're due for a break, and it's well-deserved. Same with Brent. All you guys, I'm working your asses off. Okay.
I don't do breaks. I don't know what that means.
Well, you're a robot, Taryn. I forgot. Okay. Next question. This one is from Tony Scott. Tony says, is Justin the new Tim from BB Can 4? Good social game, but clueless about the game in general. Taryn, what do you think? Is Tim equals Justin or you dig or I don't care?
Nah, I don't care. It's not for me. I don't think that's a good comparison. I think that, I mean, like, I get it. I think that, like, I can see where it's coming from. I think that they're both big characters. They both knew decently well how to play to the cameras. They both kind of gave their game up at the end of the season. So there are some similarities, but I do think that even though I'm not a fan of Tim's game in Big Brother Canada 4, especially toward the end, I think that he did play better than Justin. But then again, Justin wasn't really given a lot of rope to play with in the first place. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think probably to me the biggest difference is, like, Tim is a savant and Justin is an idiot savant. You know what I mean? Like, Tim, even if he didn't necessarily know exactly how to finagle the end game of BB Can, it was obvious to me the entire time he was at least, like, there was thought behind everything he did. Like, he was calculated. And Justin, you could say a lot about him, and he's done very well with his natural social ability, but none of it is calculated. This guy's just being himself and just kind of doing his thing. So I think to me that's the big difference.
Yeah, I'm down with what you guys said there. Let's go to this one. This one's from Jeff Dime. Jeff says, do the LFC agree that Shelby and Alex are most likely to be asked back? And if not, do you have others, other house guests? And if, could you list them in order? So sorry about the phrasing there, Jeff. So basically Jeff's asking, in terms of, just let's talk about returnees, I guess, potentially from this season. How would you guys rank them in terms of, if we're not counting Jason, or I guess we could count. Yeah, why don't we count Jason? Who cares? Let's do it. Who do you think is most likely to return out of this entire cast, Taryn?
I think that's hard. I think that Alex is definitely up there. Julie was surprised that Alex was voted out by America. They had expressed, like, they thought that she was going to be a big character. And I think that they're probably thinking, I mean, maybe they're not, because they're not the brightest bulbs, but I imagine they have to be thinking that she probably failed because of the format rather than the character herself, because they were a fan of her, going in, and they were a fan of her going out. So I think she's probably on the top of the list. Then probably Jason. I think that they'll want him back. Just he's a fan favorite. He won. There's a story there. Will he want to go back? Will they want him to come back if he does win this? Probably yes on both accounts. So he's definitely up there. And then, yeah, I think Shelby probably third. I think that she made a name for herself by the end of the season. And like the storyline of the waitress that was the lawyer and the comp spree at the end who got like cut right before the finals, essentially. I think that's a good story. So I think I don't really see anyone beyond those three, though. I think that I'm not sure I see anybody else coming back.
Alex, what about Danielle or the Virgin King?
No, I mean, I don't know about Scott. I feel like Scott probably, this was his shot. Like, he told us he was applying for the last few seasons. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's hard for me to see really many of these people or any of these people crossing over, but I think there is some potential for Danielle. Possibly she seems to have a lot of fans and she was very good at competitions. She won a lot of competitions and they seem to value that. Like Danielle has a chance to come back. Like Victor has a chance to come back. Like Victor's an all-star because he kept winning his way back, even though he got evicted three times in the same season. Like I think he's going to be looked at as like a quote unquote all-star from that season. You know what I mean? Like competitions really matter to Big Brother viewers on a level that they really shouldn't. I don't think they really, but I mean, besides that, I don't know. Yeah, Cornbread number four with a bullet, right? No.
Of course. But, hey, he's moving up the ranks on Jokers.
But honestly, I think it's interesting, right? Because, like, it's, you know, the ChenBot has gotten all this data for the last few years that's like, we want to see a female alliance. We want to see a female alliance. We want to see girls working together. And she's like, all right, let's get these secret sisters that are capable and, you know, this stuff. And they get the girls working together. And people are like, we hate Alex. Get her out of there. And now she's like, does not compute. Like, she doesn't know what to do with this new data. So I'm not sure where they're going to go from here.
Yeah, that is curious because I think something that we thought that we had noticed was that in the last few seasons, it felt like they've tried to cast for a strong female cast and a weaker male cast. They've been trying to like promote like women winners. We're all for that. Like in Big Brother 18, they were like four different women who were like, we'll only vote for a woman. But in the last two seasons now, Big Brother 18, people were very upset that Nicole won over Paul. And then this season, the Girls Alliance was decimated by America and everybody wants Jason to win. I wonder if they're going to keep going down this route of trying to get female winners or if they're going to back off because they feel like that's not what the audience wants.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe the thing is, though, is like, I don't know, was this season set up for a strong OTT? Was it set up for a strong female to win? I mean, I guess you had Danielle and Alex, but I mean, on the male side, I mean, I don't know.
Apart from Jason, I think like none of those guys had a chance pretty much except for Justin,
I guess.
And I feel like, I mean, there were less males going into the season. Like it was.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting thing to think about. I mean,
man, F y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Personally, I would just say just cast the best people, you know, make a puzzle that fits with, you know, make sure all the puzzle pieces relate to each other and they work well together. Do what you did for this cast. I don't know what the game plan is. I don't know what it was for the last few seasons. I loved this cast. This cast was great. Something like this on BB Propa, I think that would be great. But I guess we'll see. Taryn, if you had to put your money on it, will we see, outside of Jason, will we see one of these BBOTT people on regular Big Brother before it's all said and done? Yes or no?
I'll say yes, because I've heard word that they feel like there's not enough worthy candidates, so maybe they would pull from BBOTT.
Okay, Alex, if you have to bet that $1 you put in the swear jar on this, yes or
low
no?
Low stakes indeed, Jordan.
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I just feel like, you know, you would have done it by now if you, I don't know, maybe not. And then again, I think to me, maybe the biggest thing is that Robin cast Big Brother and some new dude cast OTT. So, you know, like, doesn't it undermine her like solid position as like the casting guru if she like acknowledges that this guy's choices were good? Like, isn't she better off saying like, no, we're not using those people because they sucked. I'm using my own people.
And like, Robin Cass is more secure than that. She doesn't need to play games.
Hey, she doesn't need to. But I mean, if you're really trying to, you know, if you're following the laws of power to a T and really trying to just like cement your fucking position, get it again. Jordan, take my money. Take all of it.
Take it. Give me that money. Give me that money, Alex.
It's been a long sea. I'm done.
Rob was on with us, and I guess it's like tore down your boundaries.
Yep. Yeah, Alex. Wow.
Get your buzzer ready for your editing here.
Where's your credit card? I want that too.
You pulled out your wallet, and I was like, oh man.
Yeah, give it all.
I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Apologies.
Oh, I love you, Alex. Here's what I will say. I in terms of the casting, I don't think Robin has as much of a say when it comes to All Stars. So I think if, you know, CBS really wanted OTT people, I think regardless that they would get on. However, I think I don't think they would put OTT people on regular Big Brother because the large majority of America would have no idea who the hell these people were, unless the theme of the season was like All Stars versus OTT. That would be a fun season. I would like that if they, after like 5 years or something, they did that. But anyway, that's That's my take on the situation. Okay, I'm looking at the questions here. Let's take this one. This one's from Katie. Katie says, would Jason have done as well this season if he wasn't a returning player? So I think we can all probably all agree on that one. But Taryn, what's your thoughts?
I mean, no. I like,
Could he have won?
Could he have won? Yes. Would he have done worse? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the end result could definitely have been the same, but the path certainly would have been different.
Okay. Yeah, I think it would have been much less likely that he would have won. Obviously, still would have been possible, but I think there's definitely a lot of help, and not even just like direct help, but indirect help. From like people being scared to target him where otherwise they might have, but then maybe they wouldn't have targeted him in the first place. And you know, it's so hard to predict.
Yeah, it's the difference between running on your treadmill on like 5 versus running on your treadmill on like 12.
Yeah. Big difference.
Five is easier. 12 will put you through the ringer, and you know, maybe you'll come out a little more tested at the end.
Yes. Okay. Let's take this one. It's from Ronnie's Cat. Ronnie's Cat said, what would it take for Jason to bring Justin to the final three with him? So Alex Kidwell, what would it take for Jason to do that? Is there anything on this planet that Justin can do to convince Jason to take him?
I don't really think so. I think the problem is that, you know, it's not about what the house guests do, certainly anymore. And to a degree, it never was this season. It's about perception more than anything and trying to read and anticipate America's moves. And if, I mean, Jason has really no solid indication that any love for Chrissy isn't just like extended love of him. And he would be absolutely right to assume that. So, I mean, the idea that some people might love Justin, and they might because he's seen a pizza video, to me, that's enough. Like, you know, Chrissy is like the much safer variable. I mean, just being around Chrissy all the time, like he knows enough about what feeders like and what feeders, and even like the way Big Brother's picked on her sometimes where she's like, you guys must love me. No, like they'll do stuff like that to Chrissy because they don't love her. She's terrible feeds. She's boring and sits around skulking a lot. So like, I mean, I think he knows enough from questions in the DR, from little things like that. He's got enough of an idea to know that there's really no upside to taking Justin over Chrissy.
All right, let's take a couple more. We're a little light on the questions tonight, guys, but I don't blame you. It's late. It's late in the season. Not a ton is really going on, but we will keep moving on with what we've got. Nathan asks, how am I expected to be okay with Jason as a winner after his disgusting comments towards Shelby? Taryn, can you make Nathan feel better about Jason winning this game?
I do think that he played the best game. And I kind of touched on this last night. It's hard to remember.
That was last night. Yeah, I'll blend in. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But like, you know, he did have a significant advantage going in. But he did play the best game, and we have to like look at what game this is. And it's a very, very different game than Big Brother proper. It's a game that is defined by the fans, and Jason has the most fans, and he used that to his advantage, and he won. And I mean, and he's going to win. So like, if you are a somebody who appreciates the game of Big Brother OTT, then you have to accept and appreciate the fact that Jason stormed this game. He won it, and as far as we can be aware of what the game of Big Brother OTT is, Jason is the best player to have played it.
Alex, what's your thoughts on that?
I agree. I co-sign.
Boom.
Okay,
there we go. All right. Well, let's take this one. This one's from Cassie. Cassie says, on a scale of piss to friendship, how ready are you guys for a little BB break? Now, Terrence says he doesn't do breaks. So, Alex Kidwell, how ready are you for a break?
You know, right now I feel like I am, but I feel like, you know, after 2 weeks, I'll miss it. Like, that's how it usually goes, I think. But then again, this is a unique situation because I've never, even last year when we were podcasting, there was bigger gaps between Canada and US and there was an OTT. So this is unique in the sense that there really was like, seemingly like a year, like you know, 9 month run here that we did, or like almost 10 months, but I'm loving it, man. I mean, I'm still really enjoying these shows and, you know, covering this stuff and talking to you guys about it. So no, I mean, I think, you know, certainly when Big Brother Canada rolls around, I'll be, you know, chomping at the bit for some Big Brother action.
BB Camp 5. It's going to be good.
Yeah. When I don't get to podcast with you guys, I'm just like a junkie, like it's huddling in a corner, like, let me podcast again.
Like that corner behind you, Taryn, like where that light is coming from. Is that a lamp behind you? Like where, what, like turn around, look. Yeah. Yeah. Where you're looking, like back there by your couch.
It's in the ceiling.
Oh, it's in the ceiling. There's also
a little fireplace right there.
Oh, okay. By the fireplace.
Yeah, I can go inside the fireplace. It's not a real fireplace.
Okay, I also feel like as much as people enjoy our off-season stuff, like it did get tough at a point with as much off-season as we had to come up with ideas. Like once I was pitching, like, let's build a Big Brother Frankenstein, I think we were getting to the point where we were scraping the bottom of the barrel pretty
thin. Hey, that was a fun podcast. That was fun. I like that.
I'm glad you got it.
Hayden was robbed.
Yeah, Hayden was robbed. I mean, no, he wasn't. Okay.
A couple of commenters on Reddit would disagree.
Yes.
It was pointless and trivial, but I digress.
You know what? If they don't want to, you know, if people don't like off-season stuff, you don't have to listen. It's fine. I personally think the off-season podcasts are the most fun, but that's just me. Okay. Let's take this last one from John Densford. John Densford. Actually, we've got two more. John Densford's got this one here. He says, can you guys talk a little bit about what Jason has to do when he leaves the house to redeem his reputation? Now, Jason has made a lot of people upset. People are not happy with some of his comments. So, Taryn, what do you suggest? If you were, being a member of Rob as a PR firm, what would you suggest to Jason if he came to us and asked for our help in terms of redeeming said reputation?
Be a gracious winner. Apologize for the things you said in the house. Whether or not everybody was doing it, you were a part of it. And, you know, it's better to take the high road. And it's better to say, look, you know, I said some things in there. I don't think anybody, even my biggest fan, thinks that everything that I said was like perfectly amazing. So just be like, yeah, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, things get riled up. It was a very contentious season. I said some things. I'm sorry for them. But that's, you know, that happens in the house. Everybody was doing it, and it's unfortunate that it came to that. But I'm out of the house now. I'm willing to be friends with anybody from the season. Like, I'm willing to reach out to them and like, offer an olive branch. I think Jason's capable of that. I think he understands. I just think that, again, like, he's in that house, he's wrapped up in a lot of stuff. I think he comes out hopefully being a gracious winner, who's just going to be like, everybody, you know, have some peace and love. We'll come together. We'll watch the next season of Big Brother. We'll all come together as a family before breaking apart in different groups because we like different people again. So,
yeah, he sure could do that if he wanted to. Like, he certainly could go that route. Or he could just decide, I prefer my BB17 family, and just go home and throw that money in the air. Yes. Yes. Three times the prop. Boom, boom, boom.
Comedy gold right there.
Oh, man. If you're listening to this in the audio archives, please go to robiswebsite.com/YT. You can subscribe to the channel there and see the video of what Alex just did. He just threw all of his money from his wallet behind him. Alex, you got a lot of money.
What do you do with so many ones?
Yeah, man. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, I need to go to the bank.
Yeah, you need to go to the bank.
For the purposes of this podcast, I'm glad I haven't yet.
Well, it seems like you have a lot of experience making it rain. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't know that about you, Alex. All this time, we didn't know. We never went to the strip club with you in New York.
Never did.
No, never did. And
at least we agreed not to talk about it.
Maybe never will.
Okay, I agree with what Taryn's saying. I think that Jason is deep down. Yeah, did Jason say a lot of things that were pretty deplorable this season? Sure. Will he recognize that he did say the stuff that is bad? I think so. Will he apologize? Yes. I think Jason's a nice guy. I've met Jason a couple times in real life. He's a really nice dude. I don't think the house messes you up. I think he'll be, when he gets out on the outside, once he's got all this stress off of him, I think, you know, it's going to go back to normal. Everything's gonna be fine. He's going to apologize and everything will be happy, unless the LNJ like refuses to let him do so, which, you know, he has surrounded himself with quite the cast of characters this season. So
he can always go to Vegas and chill with Vanessa, though. Like, that's like another world.
You know, he was talking about that tonight. Yeah, that was funny when he was like, shout out to Vanessa. I enjoyed that. But yeah, I mean,
he'll have some startup capital. Maybe Vanessa's got some investment plans. Right?
Didn't Vanessa pitch to Austin like, hey, if you win, you invest in me and I'll make millions of dollars.
Buy a share in Russo at the tables. Yeah, that's the thing you can do. I'm so good at poker that you want to like invest in my opportunity at this tournament. Like, how awesome must that be to get people to fund you to play games?
Well, she basically proposed like, we'll do a TV show where you give me your winnings and I'll make you like, I'll like quadruple it. You know what I mean?
Was it called Stacked?
Yeah, something like that.
It's called Stacked, and it was allegedly NBC confirmed it, and that was when Vanessa was the game was rigged for Vanessa, and then they canceled it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take one more question. This one is from Brian Isbell. Brian says, "Is there any Hail Mary that Morgan can throw to win? Anything, anything at all, Taryn Armstrong?"
I don't know. Like, I don't think
circuits are breaking. His circuits are breaking. You can't. It's overloading.
Like,
you can't.
Usually, this is my problem with Big Brother OTT. Usually, you ask me that question, and I've got an answer for you. Here's the strategic Hail Mary that they'll never make and they'll never pull off. But I can think of it. But like, I can't think, like, what could she possibly do to erase an entire season of people hating your guts and switching their vote from the person they've loved all season long to vote for you to win? I don't think there's a thing that she can do.
So what if she offered to kiss everyone the way Chrissy did? Would that change things? Assumedly, absolutely not.
Alex, like, I mean, if she wins, I mean, then she's in the final three. Is there, you know, there is this Never Jason movement. So, I mean, although there's not really many of them, is there? Like, how big is this Never Jason movement from what you've seen?
About 40% of the vote.
Yeah, and I think I think the problem is that that's a movement cultivated by the apathetic, like the people who are like, there's not enough fire behind that. You know what I mean? The people who are feeling that way are just people who had their favorites taken out or the people they wanted to see win this game go. So, you know, it's hard to muster. Like, it's easy to muster the passion to vote for your guy to win. It takes a little more work to like work up the energy to like want to sabotage somebody because your person's no longer even an option. Like, I think you're going to see more people just not vote. And I'm not going to vote. I'll tell you that right now.
Alex, question. Did you ever vote this season?
No, I never actually did. So I claimed to it twice.
You claimed to, and then you didn't.
There was two votes that I said I did just because Twitter seemed to get worked up by it. There was like two particularly contentious votes, but no, I never actually did.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead, Taryn.
So a while ago on the podcast, I said that I would vote for a Canadian or a foreigner who couldn't vote. I would substitute in my vote for them. And like, there was like one person who took me up on that offer, and she has been controlling my vote all season.
Okay. That's a blind side to me.
Yeah. Wow.
And she would tweet publicly at me on Twitter. Nobody else would do it. So yeah.
Wow.
So she just said, "Hey, Taryn, vote for this person." And you said, okay.
Yeah. All season long.
Wow. Okay. Well, that person's lucky that Taryn just is. I didn't realize. I thought Taryn was like a very hard person to crack. But if at all, so you just got to ask and you deliver.
Yeah, ask and I deliver.
So it's like in The Princess Bride, as you wish.
Yes. Yeah. I am just like the guy from The Princess Bride. That is.
You actually kind of like could. Well, if you had the mask, you'd look like for Halloween. You should go as him 1 year.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite comparisons people have made so far, actually. That's a high compliment.
You're welcome.
Taryn's wings do take Dweem, to be fair.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, so I don't remember what that means.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's a cute, that's a deep cut. Right
there. Yeah, all I remember, okay. That's a podcast we should do at some point, by the way, Princess Bride. It's a great movie. Okay, well, I think that's going to do it then, guys, for this edition of the Happy Hour. Now I just want to ask you guys, is there anything you want to add before we get out of here? Taryn Armstrong?
We've got some Ninja Warrior going on. There's a college team Ninja Warrior. There's talk of a celebrity special Ninja Warrior, where they've apparently reached out to Stephen Amell from Arrow, who does the Salmon Ladder on the show, and they're going to try and get him on, I guess. So that would be pretty fun. And then the regular Team Ninja Warrior will be coming in a few months. And we're thinking about putting out like maybe a couple podcasts to talk about that. It should be fun. So keep an eye out for that. And you know, if you haven't checked out a Ninja Warrior, try it out. Like, these specials are a perfect opportunity to see what it's all about. So
I keep saying I'm going to check it out. Maybe I finally will, Taryn. You never know. Is it over December this is happening?
The college thing just started, I think, last night. It's on Esquire, this one, so it might be difficult to find, but keep an eye out in probably this, like, early spring, maybe a little earlier, for the official Team Ninja Warrior. And that's a little, probably a little more fun, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
awesome. Alex Kidwell, anything you want to add? And who's going to win tomorrow, the Dallas Cowboys or your Washington professional football team?
Probably the Cowboys. You beat us in Washington, and now we're going to Dallas. And I'm a Redskins fan, so I am always, always expecting the worst. So, you know, maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised. Probably not. But
you like Dak?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I guess I would just add, you know, hey, just to throw this out there, because the chat room is being a little contentious right now with me saying I don't vote. You know, I voted in the thing that mattered, folks, okay? There was one thing that actually mattered. There was one vote this fall that actually, like, did have some significance on anything. And yeah, I voted in that. So just to clarify.
That's good. So you voted the one important thing you voted on. Yeah. And especially because
the thing I have to go to in person. Yeah, I did that one.
Well,
yeah.
With your proximity to DC, it would have really been a shame if you didn't vote for that one. So
agreed.
So good. Good.
But then also, I'd like to just you know, we haven't really talked about it too much. And obviously I don't mean to, you know, be one sided or take away from Jason's win or anything like that. But I'd like to give a shout out to Shelby, who's gonna have to spend Thanksgiving sequestered by herself in a hotel room. And, you know, that just sucks objectively, no matter who you are. I wouldn't wish that on, you know, my least favorite Chrissy in the world. So I feel bad for her. Tomorrow when you're eating your Thanksgiving dinner, just, you know, give Shelby a thought, because she's going to be.
Well, I will say this, Alex. I think there is a chance that Shelby might be able to make Thanksgiving. And here's why. She goes in a sequester, she's in a hotel tonight. Okay. She has her press during the day tomorrow. Okay. Then she's going to get let go in like the evening at some point or the afternoon. And she lives in L.A., right? So couldn't she just drive to her house and have Thanksgiving there?
Wow. Jordan, that would be the best holiday movie ever.
Right?
And she made it home in time for turkey.
Let's tweet Shelby tomorrow and ask her if she made it home. Alex, can you do that for me? Can you just tweet her when she's out and just be like, hey, did you get home for Thanksgiving?
I have a great idea for the title. Like Planes, Trains, and like Automobiles, something like that, like something along those lines. I feel like that would be a great title.
All right,
that was not funny to laugh that much.
No, it wasn't. Well, we're just gonna laugh it off. We're just gonna laugh it off, Taryn. It's been a long night. It's really been a long night. Any hashtag ideas for people in the chat room? I was just thinking hashtag O. I think that could work. I don't know if we,
I think we've done hashtag O.
We did say a lot, but I think, it may have been done.
Okay. Then, to Alex or Taryn, any ideas? Someone said, I love Alex Ragewell. That was BB President.
It was an interesting podcast. We started out in a kind of a sad place and it ended up in like, just all over. It was white hot mess, this thing.
This was really, as soon as Rob Cesternino left, it really all went to hell, in a handbasket.
This is late night Taryn. This is what
I like
you get.
Dread Pirate Taryn.
wait, what? Dread Pirate Taryn.
Yeah, that's the guy you said he looked like in The Princess Bride.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. Let's do Dread Pirate Taryn. there's a bunch of hashtag ideas in the chat. I think that's probably the best one. Yeah.
You seriously put me in the place of like one of my childhood heroes. Like.
Oh, well, you're Taryn's welcome. Back. I didn't know. Wow.
Taryn's not going to sleep anytime soon. He'll be up all night with his own self-satisfaction.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that how you go to sleep every night, though, Taryn? You always are like up, way like, because you have all this self satisfaction. Like, oh man, I'm Taryn.
You caught me. You caught me.
So, like, part of me, you know, some days I think, man, I wish I could be Taryn Armstrong. But then I think about that and how you'd like just never be able to sleep. And that would just suck because I love to sleep.
That's why I need to go to bed so early. I need to schedule in time for just self-appreciation.
Right. That's very important. Yeah. Very important. Okay. Well, just to set up for you guys the schedule coming up. So I believe actually I don't know because of the Thanksgiving, I don't know. Do you guys know, is there going to be a Friday podcast, Alex, Taryn? Probably not, right?
I haven't heard a no,
but I'm not 100% sure if there's a Friday podcast just because of the Thanksgiving weekend happening. So just be on the lookout for that. Just follow Rob Cesternino at Rob Cesternino on Twitter to stay tuned for that. Sunday show. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know if we are even going to be doing one just because is there anything to really talk about? So
hey, there is a game changing ceremony on Saturday afternoon, Jordan. And it matters, and it totally won't be where Jason just decides to save Chrissy at all.
So I don't know what type of show is going to be happening. Hopefully we'll have something for you guys on Sunday. Not 100% sure what the game plan is going to be, but you know, we'll see. We'll try to have something for you. Tuesday, I imagine there will be a podcast. Rob will be back, and then also Wednesday and Thursday we should have something hopefully for you guys as well, with some pre-finale and post-finale coverage. And after that, that'll be a wrap for BBOTT. So crazy. The year that was in Big Brother is finally coming to a close. So it's been a long time coming. Big thank you to everybody watching tonight and watching us live. We had way more people than there should have been. So big thank you to everybody for tuning in. And for everybody, you stuck here all season. Seriously. I said this during BB18, but seriously, this time. Yeah. Bravo. Scott clap. Scott clap for you.
Scott all up in your face.
Yeah, because that's very impressive, and we really, really appreciate it. There is no show without you guys, and really means a lot. And you know, I hope you're a Jason fan, and I hope you're happy about this outcome. And if you're not a Jason fan, well, I hope you can learn to appreciate it. So anyway, we will talk to you next week. For Alex Kidwell and Taryn Armstrong and Rob Cesternino, I'm Jordan Parhar. Hashtag Dread Pirate Taryn. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Peace out. The theme song of the Reality TV Rehappy Happy Hour is written and performed by Ryan Elder. Check out more of his work at ryanelder.music.com.